morning, 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us every Thursday at this time. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, and congratulations on the award. I saw Dave flying in last night when I was working at the airport and told him the same thing. That's a really big deal, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. That's very, very kind of you. I appreciate it. That's kind of cool. You're working at the airport. You see our owner flying. That's the kind of time we have, right, where you bump into people all over the place. I love that. You've had a couple of events in the last week. One was a robbery at a Family Dollar. Is that right?
Yeah, the Family Dollar at 3812 North 9th Avenue, a male wearing a mask attacked the clerk as he was leaving with deposit bags. He was actually waiting by his car. So we're still looking for that individual, looking for information. So if you know of any information that we could use, please give us a call or call Crime Stoppers. And we also want to thank the Escambia County Sheriff's Office for assisting us that evening, which Sunday, overnight Sunday, with their canine unit. We appreciate that.
That's horrible. So he was leaving with the bank deposits. I guess the, you know, a larger operation would have a, you know, an armored truck or something show up and pick that up. But smaller operations, it's really common for that, right?
Yeah, it, you know, and we've had businesses call us before if they feel something's out of place or just as a routine to have an officer stand by while they go there. We've, you know, in the past, we've followed them to financial institutions to make deposits, and we can certainly do that for others. So instead of taking a chance like that, if you feel something's wrong, give us a call and we'll come stand by.
Man, well, I mean, I'm glad that service is available. I just wish it wasn't necessary, which, of course, is probably kind of everything about what you do, unfortunately. You guys also had an arson on Cervantes?
Yeah, that was the 2400 block of West Cervantes, also overnight on Sunday, where an individual set a building on fire. And officers got there, did some investigative work very quickly, and were able to make an arrest on that. And a lot of times on arsons, you know, those type crimes, unless you are catching them in the act, are awful tough to investigate and to prosecute. But they were able to do it that night. So happy to say that.
Did we catch a motive out of this, or do we know anything like that?
I'm not aware of the motive. Okay. No, I'm not sure on that.
Okay. All right. One of the things I'm kind of asking sort of all the law enforcement officers, because we talked about it so much when it was in the discussion phase and the development phase, was the rule now signed into law by Governor DeSantis, the keep your distance rule, the 25-foot rule, started off as 10, but the end point they landed on was a late change to make it 25 feet away from an officer or a first responder. That would include like your EMS and folks, anybody who's engaging in a, you know, like a life-saving or criminal-related incident. If they tell you to stand back, 25 feet's the distance. Are you happy about this?
Very happy. We need room to do our job. So does the fire department. So does EMS. Because there's life-saving things going on at that point in time, and taking our attention away from the patient or the suspect could cause problems for us and them both. So we're glad to see that from 14 to 25. We're just glad to have the law there. The governor's been very, very good to first responders, and we appreciate that that being signed.
Have you, I mean, you've been law enforcement officer for at least a couple of weeks now. Have you have you ever been in a situation where the crowd was too close or where people were too close and it was, I don't know, I'm just curious how that affected the incident.
Absolutely, and I'll go a step further. I don't know of a law enforcement officer that's been doing it for any amount of time that can say that they have not. Anytime you're dealing with an arrest out in the public, especially, you know, in a park or in a highly populated area, there's going to be a crowd that forms. It's human nature to go look and see what's going on. But then there's people that are kin to that individual you're trying to arrest or that know him and that are, you know, they're out with their phones and they're filming and that sort of thing. And we certainly don't mind that. We're filming it ourselves. That does not bother us. But what does bother us and hinder us is when you get too close and now we have to take our attention off of them and put it on you. So we're glad to see this, and we hope people, you know, treat us kind of in situations like that like rattlesnakes. Don't get too close because they'll strike, and when we strike, it comes with it can come with jail or a hefty fine. So, yeah, stay back and let the first responders do their jobs.
And again, just because I know people have this question, if the officer is struggling or losing the fight or asking you for help or the EMS or whomever, this is not a you cannot help law. This is a if they tell you to stay back, you have to stay back. But you want the help if people are able to give it, and it's necessary, right?
Yeah, we're clearly able to distinguish the difference between someone who's trying to interfere and someone who's trying to help. They will make it known they're trying to help. I don't believe that's ever going to be an issue. It's very clear what they're trying to do if they're trying to help us, especially when we've asked them to do so.
Very good. I do want to ask you, I know this is not your case, but it made me think of the police. I don't know if you've heard the story we've been talking about this morning where some not the brightest criminals, maybe, decided to try to fabricate a lottery ticket. And they did it apparently by piecing together pieces of two other lottery tickets. I figured like two people were watching the returns come in and one's like, I got three. And then I was like, I got three. Together we got six. And all I can think of is it probably came into the lottery department laminated, looking like a ransom note that somebody cut up out of magazine clippings or something.
Yeah.
Would you all be able to figure out that this wasn't authentic?
I don't think it would take a genius to figure that out. I would like to be in the room when they come up with the idea. You know, who started it? How did you come up with that? And listen to that conversation. That in itself would be very entertaining.
Can I surmise or maybe just sort of conjecture that there might have been some billowing smoke in that room at the time when they thought this was a great idea at 2 a.m.? Just a thought, maybe. All right.
Well, I would hope so. I hope nobody's just that dumb naturally.
Well, yeah, I know. Could go. But then again, you've known some people, and let's just say that every once in a while we do discover the criminal who may not be the exactly the Rhodes Scholar, let's just say. Let's put it that way. Last question for you. I always like to end with a did you know or why do they do that, you know, or is it even a cop myth? Do you have one for me this week?
Yeah, this is about a subject that all Floridians and probably other states too, no doubt, will appreciate, or hopefully they already know about it, but it's Statute 316-155, which has to do with that stick on the left side of your steering wheel called a turn signal. And you have to use that, you know, you have to use that thing. Any vehicle that's turning right or left or changing lanes must use the turn signal or in an intersection for at least 100 feet prior to turning or changing lanes. Now, visually speaking, 100 feet is about the length of six cars lined up bumper to bumper, if that helps you. But because if you start to use that turn signal after you've applied the brakes, it's too late. You've got to do it before that. So, and people are wondering, well, do I have to use it when there's nobody around? Well, use it when there's nobody around, because how do you know? It may be a pedestrian that sees it, and it might not be a vehicle anywhere close, but it could be something a pedestrian needs to know about. So the answer to that question is, if there's nobody around, just use it. Turn signals make people happy when they see them, and you know, make the world a happier place, and just use that stick on the left side of your steering wheel. Comes standard on every vehicle.
Now, but Mike, if I use my turn signal, then they'll know what I'm about to do, and I can't have that.
Yes, but it helps. The car crashes will go down, and the gestures from other people will go down, and it's just going to make our world a happier place if everybody used their turn signal. Thank goodness that brake lights are automatic, because if it was up to people to use brake lights, then we would really be in trouble. So if only we could figure out how to make the turn signals automatic, it would be nice, but... But to answer a lot of people, I've heard it before. Do I have to use them when there's nobody around? It just use it. It's the right thing to do.
And the law is, yes, just like, you know, you got to obey a red light when nobody else is around. You got to obey the speed limit when nobody else is around. Exactly right. And I will say this just as a sort of a public safety announcement. What a lot of people may not realize, and my wife is always quick to suggest this to other drivers, is whenever you're getting your like oil change and your tires rotated and the pressure checked and the belts and the timing, all that, just make sure they go ahead and fill up the blinker fluid too, because apparently a lot of people around here, they've let that run dry, and it's a real challenge, right?
Yeah, you can catch that stuff on sale in the summer months.
Mike, there's going to be somebody like, where do I buy blinker fluid? I didn't even know I needed to check that. All right, Mike Wood, he's our public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.